Happy Friday. Welcome to Perth Live. It has been a most beautiful sunny day in our city with Fremantle hosting the Bulldogs in Friday night footy here in Perth. I think it'll be a spectacular setting for the annual Len Hall tribute game tonight. But look, there's something that I want to put to you about the Anzac Guernseys, which pretty much most clubs will be wearing this weekend. Are the Anzac Guernseys a little bit crass? Should the clubs commercialise the sale of an Anzac Guernsey? 133882. I'm really interested in hearing from you about this afternoon. Do you think the club should commercialise the sale of Anzac Guernseys to the general public? And let me explain, because I think that Anzac Day is probably the most important day that we acknowledge in this country. The sacrifices that have been made by the troops who landed in Gallipoli in 1915 to fight for our freedom and for the quality of life that we have today in the best country in the world is sacred. So I'm a massive waver of the flag when it comes to Anzac Day, and I think it is, as I say, the most important day that we acknowledge in this country. It's very, very sacred. In that spirit, if the Guernsey, say, were worn by the players and then auctioned off and the money goes to the RSL, fantastic. And the Gold Coast is doing that this season. But then there's also a line of Guernseys for sale to the public. The Gold Coast, again, as an example, they're also doing that. And I just don't think that the pitches of battle, the pitches of combat, that the Anzac spirit and the symbols should be used by football clubs or any other commercial organisations for that matter to make any more money. What do you think about those pictures of battle, combat, the Anzac spirit and the symbols on the front of a football team's Guernsey this weekend? 133882. And look, you might think that I'm way off the mark. I'm happy to hear that from you as well today. And you might purchase one yourself because of the significance of Anzac Day. But I think it's just started to make me feel a little bit uncomfortable that the football clubs are making money off selling Anzac Day merchandise to the general public. And I'd love to know what you make of that, 133882. Look, maybe I've become a little bit cynical, and that may have been driven by the fact that you might have sent a couple of the NRL clubs, the West Coast Tigers and the Canberra Raiders, who were found to be putting images of American troops in battle scenes on their jerseys. So for the Tigers in 2023, they've had to remake the Anzac jersey. And they've had to remake the Anzac jersey so it actually has pictures of Anzacs, of Australian troops, not American troops. They didn't even know the pictures that they were using were not of Anzacs. Now, on the whole, I think that the AFL does a first-class job commemorating Anzac Day. I think the organisation on the whole has a very good tone for the matches and for the events that will be taking place over the next 5 days or so. But selling the Guernseys now to make money from Anzac Day, I don't know why, but it's no longer sitting right for me. I'd love to know what you think about this, so give me a call this afternoon on 133882. As I say, I might be way off the mark with this. I might be thinking about this a little too deeply at the moment. You might buy one yourself because of the significance of Anzac Day. But I just think the pictures of battle, of combat, of the Anzac spirit, it's all still very sacred. It's all very, very important. And to be making some money for your football club off that, it'd be a bit different if all the Guernseys were auctioned off and all the money went to the RSL. 133882 if you'd like to have your say. Rod's there in Dianella. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Ollie, I think you're spot on. My dad fought in the war and they put their lives on the line. AFL players don't.
That's it. They don't, do they, Rod? I just think at the moment, we just don't need to commercialise the aspect of it, that you're going to then go and on-sell some pictures of war on the front of your favourite football team's jersey. It just doesn't sit well with me, Rod, that money's then going back into the football club. As I say, they're not into the RSL. If that was the intention, I think I might be a little different.
It doesn't sit well with me because, you know, I just think they're stretching it a bit too far. Year by year, they seem to be taking more out of it.
Thanks, Rod. Appreciate your call. Rob, on the other hand, says, as a veteran, if it gets people talking, it starts conversation about what Anzac Day represents, and then that's a good thing. And that's a good point from Rob as well. And the fact that we are talking about Anzac Day here, because to me, I again, I think it's the most important day on the calendar every single year. Billy's in East Perth. What do you think?
Well, I think you're spot on. I hate to see this commercialization of anything that it, that I regard as sacred, having stood in the memorial graveyards in Europe and that. And I think myself that we're going towards a blancmange society where we've got no principles, and it's if you can make a buck, make it. And I put it down to, quite simply, what I call the Judas factor. If there's 30 pieces of silver in there, they'll go all the way and take it.
Mm.
So I feel very strongly about it, and I think myself, if you're so desperate for money, rob a bank.
Yeah, there's another way, Billy. That's another way to look at it. Eileen on the text line says, cynical's my middle name, but I'd have no problem with the money making provided it goes to the veterans or legacy or whatever. These clubs are making plenty of money, and that's where I sit with that as well, Eileen. If all the money was going to legacy or the RSL or similar veteran support services, fantastic, brilliant. But to be making some money off the back of symbols of Anzac Day, scenes of battle, it's just not sitting well or right. Simon of Wembley says, never mind the Anzac Guernseys, Ollie.